28, it's the morning after. Eric Demetrius, Floyd Anderson, a.k.a. Deja D. Delatero, is in with us. We got throwbacks all weekend. We have new music from Justin and Bruno to get to in 1 second. We were just talking about some of Demetrius' new responsibilities off the air here, and we were talking about, like, being tracked and being watched. My phone knows where I go, and it tells me that it's usually like a 12-minute ride when I get in the car during the day to get to Lasky, which is where Planet Fitness is. So it knows I'm going there. This morning when I'm driving over here a little bit, oh, by the way, it's so cold today, they closed the farmer's market, which is inside in Toledo. Anyway, so I'm
good.
A little bit before, who wants some frozen apples? A little bit before
There's
7
like
o'clock.
One guy going, I'm going to kill it in gourds right now. Just me. I'm only game in town.
There's one hipster in the O-list and just mad at life right now. Are you kidding me? How am I going to get my lard candles?
My bath bombs. So I'm coming over here, and I saw the notification, and I saw like the 12 minutes, and I picked it up, and it said, 12 minutes at 3225 Arlington. I'm like, damn, it knows it's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear anything about my information's all over the internet. You're putting it out there, Jack.
Yes.
You know what? You guys all fell for it. They all they wrapped it up in convenience and speed.
Like convenience.
And everybody was like, oh my God, I love it. Had they just, remember back in the day when they were calling it what it actually was, a tracking unit, and nobody wanted one? Now all of a sudden they were like, but it'll track your exercise, right, and then you can map out some of the fun places to go and draw out little words as you run through neighborhoods and show it to your wife that says, I love you. But it also shows every block that you've been on.
And the best, we can sell you.
And the best part is the button in the corner. Share.
Yeah. So it's
I'm gonna
just
let you guys
weird.
All know.
How did they find everything out? I don't know. You told them. So yesterday, Justin, earlier this week, started teasing that he had new music coming out on Friday. And it was very... Yeah, I'll let you describe the social media stuff for it. How would you call it?
What?
Rednecky.
Redneckian.
Yeah.
I had showed him like with cows running through a field. I think he had a denim jacket on at some point in the thing. And it was
sorry.
I don't know. It was just an odd. The pictures were out. I think it was just excerpts from the video. But it showed him all huggy and kissy on his wife and stuff.
And it was about.
But I didn't hear any of the music.
He talked about like him. This music was about where he's from, Memphis and Tennessee. And I'm thinking, oh, damn, I hate country music. He's going to do a country song. Floyd, you haven't heard it yet.
I've not heard it.
All right, so Justin came out with a new song yesterday. The album comes out a day before or 2 days before the Super Bowl, which he's performing at for the halftime. Janet Jackson is not, by the way. And Bruno Mars also has a new song. We'll get to both of these. First, Floyd, I'm going to have to turn.
I can hear.
All right,
here we go. Yeah, I can hear. Yeah.
Here's Justin.
That's like
that sounds like a hungry father.
It sounds like I have obligations.
Yeah, like I'm like my stomach's growling. Are you gonna eat all that? That's a
because right. He's 36, 37 now. Indeed, you said he's got like a 2-year-old at most.
Yeah. And what? We're staying up till 6 a.m. No, you're
not
staying up past 6 p.m., bro. Stop it.
That sounds like a Prince song.
Yeah, it does.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know who produced it. It sounds a little bit like Pharrell.
It sounds like, I would say, NERD, like that group of people.
It reminds me of
Memphis and Tennessee.
Not at all.
Yeah.
How he promoted this was like, this is the country feel?
Well, if you look at the pictures online, he is dressed in like flannel and it's all about like where I came from. I don't associate
Memphis.
I need
to go to this neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder how confused like people are going to be when they see the video and he's in a denim jacket and this music is bumping out.
The video's out and you know what it looks like?
What?
It looks like a Steve Jobs presentation. He's dressed like in gray slacks and like a black turtleneck. He looks like Steve Jobs doing a PowerPoint. That song reminds me of, it was like 11 years or so ago when Sexy Back came out. And it was so different. And everybody's like, what is this? yes, I want my pop star back. And it was so different, but it turned out to be, you know, a dope record.
I don't know.
I need to see this video. I don't know.
I'm not a, I don't All know.
Right, let me give you a...
Give me the Bruno.
Let me give you Bruno, a.k.a. Bobby Brown, 2K18. Sorry. Without all the hitty, you know, all the hitty and womanizing stuff.
When we fell in love, remember this time
when we first met, girl.
We were like, there were. Black artists in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a lot.
Who?
New Edition.
There were yeah.
Kumo D.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's the first one that popped in my head.
So I wanted to ask you guys. So Bro and Justin are arguably the two titans of male artists. Mm. Maybe both like the princes of pop. I'm going to give you a song and I want you guys to pick from the songs because they both have tons of hits. Justin's got more than Bruno, but if you want to go like off the album.
But quality.
Okay, so here,
quality,
yeah, you have to give it to
Bruno. And I just I randomly picked these, and unfortunately, I don't have time to play them. But first one, the Lazy Song versus Senorita, Floyd. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Lazy Song?
Yeah, I have to get. Oh, I'm not a Justin fan, but I have to go. Senorita. I like Senorita over that one. Yeah,
D.
Yeah, I had to go with. I like Senorita.
Duh. All right. And you can play along with this as you're listening to The Morning After on Q105. D, Just the Way You Are. Now, these are the very first solo singles from these guys. Mm-hmm. Just the Way You Are versus Like I Love You.
Ooh.
I still I'm love that Like I Love You. With the clips first.
With the...
Do.
No, it's not doing anything.
Okay.
All right.
So I want to do Like I Love You.
Grenade versus...
Grenade.
That's a good song. No matter what, just stop. Yeah,
Grenade
versus Rock Your Body.
Grenade.
Oh, Grenade, yeah.
Rock Your Body, that's like the mom song.
Remember when you used to do this to me, Phil?
Remember when you stopped bitching to me? Remember that?
maybe they're two biggest songs. Sexy Back versus Uptown Funk.
Oh, Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk.
Oh, such a good, yeah.
Because of the videos that people did?
No, that's just one of those songs you hear and you find yourself just toe-tapping to it. You're like, oh, even if you don't like it.
The latest from the previous projects, Can't Stop the Feeling, which was, what was the movie?
Trolls.
Was it Trolls?
Yeah. Yes.
Can't Stop the Feeling, 24 Karat Magic.
24
Karat Magic.
Really?
Yeah, just the intro itself.
It's that pinky in the air thing. It's got me.
Locked Out of Heaven, Mirrors.
Mirrors. I don't know Locked Out of Heaven. I'd have to say Mirrors.
Yeah, with the horns.
Mirrors is a good song, though.
Like that was Locked Out of Heaven, I think, was the first single from two albums ago, 2012. You totally know it.
Yeah, you probably totally know it.
All right. Also from that album, and these are like kind of like ballads, When I Was Your Man, What Goes Around Comes Around.
When I Was Your Man.
I'd have to
disagree.
Just me.
That's
fine. What Goes Around.
Treasure. Versus My Love.
Ooh. See, that's one of my guilty pleasure songs.
Which
my
one?
Love.
Is it the T.I. that
Yeah,
you?
It's good. Mm.
Okay.
It gave Justice some street cred.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Last one, It Will Rain. It was like a lesser hit, but it was on the Twilight soundtrack. Mm. It Will Rain versus Suit and Tie.
Suit and Tie.
Which I think is overrated.
I like Suit and Tie.
I don't even remember the Bruno song, but I'm going to go with that one.
What's your favorite Bruno song ever, Floyd? Give me top three.
Top three? Oh. Actually, you know what? I'm going to cop out. Any of his songs live, any of his live performances, they're really good.
Yeah.
Like, they're really good. I can't pick a top three.
I went to his show during that first album, and I think he was the headliner. It was like he was just getting going, and it was a short set, like 35 minutes, but there was like nobody took a breath. Like, it was just money the whole time.
But if I had to pick one, I actually like, you didn't put on the list, his Gorilla song.
I like that one.
That's a good song. I'll put that up there, Gorilla.
What Gorilla song?
There was two songs that on that Treasure album, yeah. Like that and Young Girls,
okay.
Which was very questionable. Like, yeah. Why are you singing about that?
I know what you're talking about.
Billie Jean, 2K13. Dave, your favorite Bruno?
Bruno, I like 24 Karat.
Favorite? You got a favorite Justin song?
No.
You don't like him?
Wait a minute. I do have a favorite. I like that Senorita song.
Yeah.
Cause that, but other than that, you know, he's like the black the white Jamie Foxx. It's very irritating.
Mm-hmm. I tell this.
Like, oh, look, that's so good. I'm like, stealing that.
Like, just stop. You've literally taken two jobs from somebody. Like, you either sing, act, or do comedy. One of the three. But stop doing all of them.
I've told the story to them before. I'll never forget when the NSYNC album was out. The one with Gone. I forget.
Celebrity?
Was it?
Look at me dropping.
So like 2002.
Dropping my age. It's Celebrity.
All these like older black women started calling the radio station up in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I think you're trying to call JLB.
Right.
So like, no, I want to hear that Michael Jackson song. You guys playing that new Michael Jackson song? What? The ballad with the music? NSYNC Gone? Oh, no. That's what I'm talking about.
No.
Call JLB and tell them to play this.
Oh.
At 9:39 with the Morning After podcast on the website after the show, Q1055.com. Did either of you guys watch this new Will Smith movie, Bright, on Netflix?
No, but all the girls at work have, and it has literally split our center in half.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about like Will Smith. Is he overrated? Did I just throw a grenade?
No,
he peaked early.
Yeah, he did.
He's very Justin Timberlake. Just be quiet.
Okay. Some Will Smith stuff before we wrap up here at 10 o'clock the morning after on Q105 next.
Hit us up on the web at Q105.